As Tormod tried to flick a limpet out of the boiling pot, he burnt his fingers, upset the pot and spilt the whole contents over the fire. There was a sudden hissing with a cloud of ashes and steam. Fortunately, the fire was outside, round the back of the cottage, where Catherine boiled clothes on her washing day. "Did you ever see the heat of that?" he asked, hissing through his teeth and flailing his hand in the air. It was so like him, and she so loved him, that she turned away. He kicked the smouldering peats apart and began retrieving the limpets, which, being hot, stung him frequently. Holding one in the corner of his jacket, he gouged out its flesh easily with his thumbnail. Whole and clean it came, and he cried, "They're ready!" Delighted, after all, with his judgment. "I'll put the fire on for you," he said, "in a whip," as he scraped limpets and yellow ash together into a small rush basket. "I don't need it," she answered. "Never mind, and what's the good of blowing the ashes off that, you great fool?" "Because I always like," said Tormod, "to leave things neat and tidy." As he had probably never left anything neat and tidy in his life, Catherine turned from him towards the house. His lids lowered and his eyes glimmered in a dark humour. As following, he looked at her back and the carry of her fair head. She was very light on the foot always, and could break into a run as quickly as she could laugh. When laughter beset her, it doubled her up. But if anyone tried to catch her in the helpless middle of it, she would arch her waist and whirl off with a little abrupt yelp.